bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Yes, indeed. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RBN. And this is August 6, 2017. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwhei@sbcglobal.net. I welcome you aboard, and I hope Lark from Texas is still on. I think he has something that we need, you know, he wants to bring up something about Pachamama. Are you still there, Lark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. So that you and I can be on the same page. And the reason I brought this up on the first hour is a very powerful reason, where we get into people don't have much in the world to try to drive their spiritual base when they're trying to, you know, deal with ecological problems. And it's amazing to me that they still have any rituals at all in the Andes. You know, they've been, the Chernobyl radioactivity is still going on down there. And, you know, it's it was a tribute to them. It was not about all of the nefarious things that you and I know about that we want to bring up. This is one of the problems I see in the world. This is like, see, people are not when you meet a good person, you recognize them, and you feel good about it. What we have in this culture are too many of these sideshows of mental distortions that take away goodness of people. And that's why I brought this up, because it has to do with the development of the philosophy behind fusion energy. It has to do with the development of the poisoning of the foods from the water, which is being debated tomorrow on the Senate floor. And there are, even though they're on recess. So there are a lot of things going on, and that's why I brought this up. I was very happy to be part of the Andes mission, and I'm very honored that they gave me, you know, on Sundays, they give a little prayer. And that's why I brought it up. And I really don't want to see that taken away. That's why I brought it up on my program.
Well, you know something, it really, for me, though, Dr. Parker, it boils down to basic things. It's about presuming an expectation of privacy and people respecting your privacy. It also goes to private property ownership. I mean, true private property rights of ownership under the law. And see, communitarian law, which is the new law that's being ushered in throughout the world, including this country, it's already here, they stand forthrightly against this. In fact, they have redefined the word rights. They redefined the word moral.
That's right.
And it's all because of this thing that you can track it back to the Club of Rome, white papers, late 60s, early 70s, They had to find a boogeyman, and the boogeyman was that man himself was the worst enemy of man, because, gosh darn, he's destroying Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem
and that's
is
been the pitch by the United Nations. They've always said that. They say practically every week. Yeah,
it's about private property rights, though, Dr. Parker. For example, my late father retired from Carswell Air Force Base. It should have been turned into a Superfund site. It was so poisoned, and they had poisoned the groundwater, the air, everything about the entire area.
God, I know about that site.
Well, now it's a FEMA camp.
Yeah, I know about that site. Your father was there?
That's right, it's where he retired. But my point is, if we had true property rights, we could have forced that thing into court, and we could have gotten rid of the people that were damaging the so-called mm-hmm. environment. The U.S. military
they wouldn't let you do it.
No, because you can't sue the Department of Defense.
Right. Yeah, I know it. I've been on that for ever since I've been on air. It drives you crazy. I'm filing another suit against fracking. I just talked about in the second hour about the groundwater contamination from Class 2 well activity, and they're poisoning the aquifer in the United States, and it's already poisoned. They have it turned out. Now it's going to take 100,000 years to correct it. That's what the engineers are saying right now.
Well, just for whatever it's worth, they've actually legalized genocide.
Of course.
The people called. They've actually legalized it, and so
they're
anybody
right.
that's connected with anyone connected with the United Nations or what we formerly called government, because we don't have government anymore. What we have is governance. That is,
you're absolutely right.
That is, it's a scientific dictatorship of the so-called community. And I don't know about you, I've never met anybody named the elites. I've never met anybody named Uncle Sam, and I damn sure have never met anybody named community.
Yeah, I've met the Uncle Sams and the elites, and boy, they're. You know, at one time, I remember when I first went into this, these are, there was a movie that was done with Marlon Brando. And, God, I wish I could remember the movie. And he was, this was about a leftover German general that went in Switzerland and controlled the oil industry. And Marlon Brando was one of those people in America that would connect, you know, all the people around. He was, and that movie was about the elites. It's an old film. I wish I could remember the film. Drives me crazy. I can't remember that. But Marlon Brando almost got an Oscar for that role. He ran everything on business cards, you know? I mean, you know, if you want to change a nation, he'd say, well, let me get a contact. And he had a little box on his desk, and that's the only thing on his desk, you know, and he ran the world out of it. It's really, and it hasn't changed. Lark, it hasn't changed. In fact, it's worse. The control of people, where they lose their identity and their eminent domain rights, and look what they're doing with the federal lands. You know, trying to place it in a new jurisdiction so that they can end up drilling on federal lands and American Indian lands. No, they didn't even put it to court. That's only 3 months old, that situation. So, no, you're totally right. There has to be a way for a consciousness from your, you know, from your work and our work and the station's work to bring people's consciousness a little higher to determine that we are in a war, in my opinion. We are in a war.
Yeah, and just like Walt Kelly, the former Disney animator, said with his cartoon character Pogo during World War II, we have met the enemy, and he is us.
He's us, yeah.
And
right.
I can assure you that there are many, many enemies in America, but see, we live under martial rule, and that means that just like in the military, everyone is on a need-to-know basis. They are compartmentalized. And frankly, the corporation itself is the preferred business model for all socialist organization, whether you want to call it communism, fascism, corporatism, libertarianism, you name it. The corporation itself is socialism in microcosm.
Mm-hmm. No,
and this is what Americans need to wrap themselves around. And there's really nothing worthwhile at all about the United Nations. Nothing.
And they run things like it's a breakfast club. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that you called, and I really am. And I'm glad you're listening, by the way. And you call again, and I'll totally appreciate it in every way. Because we try to, you know, I've approached this from the medical side, and I put in, I've been successful in getting Uncle Sam to change tests, to test people. You know, they say, well, it costs too much to make tests on human bodies that are alive, you know. And to give people a chance to at least know that they're walking around with radioactive water in their body, or they're developing too much boron that's affecting their their pancreas. And it's taken 2 or 3 years for each one of those tests to be approved. In fact, the FDA had a special situation where they said, well, we won't approve of laboratory-invented tests for humans because it didn't fit into the metrics of the death panel, which was in the Obamacare. And so those are little things that awareness levels have been increased. There have been successes. I'm glad we've had the platform to be on RBN to talk about these things to get people a little more aware. So it's that's the good news. The bad news,
I think what we ought to consider is get a bunch of websites going, mirror them, and then set up mugshots. Instead of calling them the elites, let's put their name, their bios, their profile right up there. And let's frame it like a, you know, former FBI public enemy number one poster up in the post offices.
I knew they're powerful people, and they could find out when you went to the bathroom 20 minutes ago. And
tell everybody we just want to love them. You know, we want to see them their pain and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, they're criminals. End of story.
Well, this is exactly what I'm calling them. I've been doing that for 10 years. I think they are. They're absolutely criminals. This is why I want the grand jury of science and technology to be able to, for they're making decisions that they don't understand science, they don't understand technology in their systems. And you know what amazes me? They get paid for it, Lark. I mean, they get paid for it beyond what the lobbyists are paying them. And, you know, some of them get mansions in the Hamptons. They get, you know, deals with, when Hillary was in there, it was a free-for-all. Do you know that, the Secretary of State before Hillary, okay, her laptop was stolen. And it was stolen by a Russian agent, and nobody said a word about it. What was happening in that laptop was what you and I are discussing right now. They had those names of those elites in there. That's a big story. It got buried. Yeah, I think you have a hell of an idea, Lark. Yeah, wouldn't that be
here, I'll leave you with this, Dr. Parker. I might make a suggestion. Let's find the guy that delivers the fluoride to the water treatment plants, and let's bring him on air and let him tell his story.
Yeah, wait till you hear those guys. They know they're poisoning people, and they still
maybe not.
Yeah,
this guy might think he might just think he's just trying to earn a living. What do you want? He's going to say, "What do you want me to do about it? I'm just trying to earn a living."
Yeah.
Same with those pilots that are spraying nanoparticulates on us.
Oh yeah, they do that every day, and that's big time. I had a show about geoengineering, where you know they want to have the diamond dust sprayed over New Mexico so they could keep the sun away from. You know, the people, you know, they didn't even understand photosynthesis, for God's sake. It's unbelievable. Listen,
let's get somebody on from the American Planning Association. Let's talk about these smart cities, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know what you mean. But the artificial intelligence for the thing, and have everybody close to transportation routes, you know. Listen, I got to go, Bern. Thank you very much, Lark. Really.
Adios.
We have a few minutes, and we have a caller from California, Wen from California. I appreciate you hanging on. If you're still there, I hope.
Hi, Dr. Parker. This is Wen, yes.
Yes.
I was very interested in the previous caller because of all the things he was saying. There's a book called The Bilderbergs, and it's by Daniel Istalin. It has the pictures of the elitists and the ones
that
go to the Bilderberg
book.
Conventions.
Yeah,
there's another one called the Travis Scott Institute. That tells how they social engineer the public to make them go along with these protocols that they're setting. And it's by Daniel Istalin, too. It's excellent books. But what he was saying, too, about the elitist and having mug shots, all he has to do is take a picture of your city council and your mayor. That's who we need to go after.
That's all you have to do.
The city councils, you know, without our permission, join the UN, and they belong to the ICLEI, International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives. I have T-shirts that say, kick out the ICLEI, and I wear that when I go speak, but I also wear the T-shirt for you, too, no chloramine.
Yeah.
I switch T-shirts. I have a T-shirt for every occasion.
You're doing a good job, too.
Well, the one thing some of the latest things that have been in the news when they were talking about the sperm count being lowered, you know, that we're, here we have the lowest sperm count in the United States anywhere because we poison the water with the chloramine and the fluoride. And I've been telling people, read Dr. Wen Parker's Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage. He tells you that's what it does.
That's right.
And that is why they put it in the water. But, and then they're kind of shocked, and I'm thinking, you have the article, read it, please. Just check it out.
Thank you.
The other things, too, I am so proud that you were going after the fracking and what you're going to do with that, because that was, the other day I was driving home from work, and I was listening to KQED, and they were talking about, they had an almond farmer from Kern County in California where they frack, and he was saying that he just discovered that his water for his orchard had fracking fluids in it. Just now he discovered that. It was on the radio just now. I was furious. I was sitting there going, when Jerry Brown got voted in office as governor, he went down to UCLA to study fracking. And he was on the radio talking about it, and I had actually called into the radio show, and I said, I want to know where you're going to put the fracking wastewater. Where's the reservoir? Give me a name of a city. And the person that listens before they let you talk to the person, they said, we don't have time for that. I said, I'm asking for a name of a city. That's it. And he says, we don't have time to explain. I said, I don't want it explained. Just give me the city's name. Where are you going to put this fracking wastewater? You know, give me a city. And he didn't do it because they were putting it right back into the aquifers. So all these years later, now everybody's on this, but Food and Water Watch had a huge march in Oakland, which I went to, and we were marching against fracking. And some of the cities, and I don't think much of the city I live in, but I'll tell you this, they did sign some kind of decree claiming that Hayward was to be not fracked. And I thought, well, if Whittier, California had them frack right in the middle of that city and had that big gas explosion, you know, we need to have that in every city wherever you live, because who knows, they might come and start fracking anywhere, right where the people live. And what's amazing me is that there's not more people trying to get this word out, and it is so important that we go to these city councils and get on TV and try to stop this. And if people don't understand the radiation in the water, if you look up on YouTube, there's a video called Fracking Hell, The Untold Story. Once again, it's called Fracking Hell, The Untold Story. It was on Link TV, and now it's on YouTube, and it'll explain why when they drill, how the radium and the radon and stuff comes up and why it makes the water radioactive. And, you know, when you see this, this is something that's really important. But Gasland Part 2 has the map of where they're going to frack, which is most of the United States, and it's also the depopulation map of the new UN. So the fracking is what's going to kill us.
Thank you for calling. My break is coming up. But the thing is, perfect.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
You're doing a great job.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Pathways. I hope that you can hear me. We have Chris from Las Vegas. I want to make sure I get you in, Chris.
And salutations. Greetings,
Chris,
salutations,
here?
Love and appreciation, Dr. Wynn.
Oh, hello, Chris. How are you? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, the unfounded claims of my adversaries, defamation, libel, and slanderous allegations were greatly exaggerated. So I'm now back into the land of the semi-free at the time being, although I haven't been able to clear myself of these false, malicious, bad faith prosecutorial charges of an abuse of discretion. However, I did come across some potential movies that I think you might have been looking for regarding those oil barons, and it came down to three potentialities. One called Morituri from 1965, The Formula later on from 1980, or perhaps
That's
or
the one
I jacked.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one
George C. Scott.
Yeah, with the formation that happened with Brattle. And I think that's the film. And the control of the world. So that was a brilliant film. And the guy that played the German chancellor, he had been a German chancellor. And it was based on a true story. And he sat up there in a house on a mountain in Switzerland, and Marlon Brando was the other elite, and that's the way it went. And you know, I understand. Yeah, and I understand he's still alive. I understand that the Marlon Brando character is still alive. And I think, and by the way, I think this is a guess. I'm trying to run back. I think he still lives in Los Angeles, California. Unbelievable. Lives in Los Angeles. Runs the world.
Also, you're speaking about the fracking, or the F in the actors, as the case may be, of poisoning the water and creating this hypothecated illusion of national security posed as the Halliburton rule of Dick Cheney and his entourage of the Bush cabal and their associates to hide their murderous intents of the American under the pretext of national security is totally insane.
It is. It's called the Halliburton rule, and it legally excludes the fracking because it's not bringing up the oil directly in the casing. I know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And well, it's a multi-pronged assault, or polyfurcation, as they like to call it, whereby they're assaulting us on multidimensional levels, some known and others not known, that may have implications through hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
That's right. That's right. There's no joke.
If I might share with you and your listeners, I had the profound, wonderful experience yesterday of attending a group of like-minded individuals in Nye County, Nevada, one associated to Clark County here, and meeting a constitutional Shire of the Reeve, or Sheriff as we call him now, Worley, who I found to be better than I had read about from Richard Mack from CSPOA's report, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association investigation into the alleged claims of abuse and torture and stuff at the prison, the federal holding facility there in that venue, by Richard Mack. Uh-oh, I hear the music. I'll wait just a little if you'll let me.
Well, I'll keep you on. I only have a few minutes on the other side of the break, but I want to hear what the rest of you have to say.
Sure thing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We have a holdover, Chris from Las Vegas. Now, Chris, I only have 40 or 50, 50 seconds, so go. I'm with you.
All right. While we were there at that meeting, somebody had placed a jury nullification T-shirt, no victim, no crime, with citations supporting that law on the back of a chair facing the district attorney who showed up and showed a great amount of adventurous and spirit and was very pleasant, generally speaking. And it was a really spiritous meeting of about 25 or 30 local people there and a few others that attended. And so it's become a very, very interesting dichotomy between the two different locations because they are aware of the corruption in this county, and she was quite aware of the lawless nature of these so-called agencies of zoning enforcement, the National Planning Association's ilk that they put out with these diabolic UN Agenda 21 International Property Maintenance Code wars against private property rights here in America. And private property rights are your intellectual property rights, your right to your family, to yourself, to your right to your own life, the right to decide what goes in your body, the right to decide what to do with your own spirit, children, offspring of your body, which the government keeps wanting to nanny state you and put their noses in, and they're trying to eliminate the whole scope of private property under the pretext of supposedly looking after the public safety on some hypothetical that there could be something wrong inside your home that they need to come in and inspect, see something, say something, and search without a warrant to protect you from the hypothetical danger you might pose to yourself or from others you might bring on and employ. And with that, Dr. Nguyen, God bless you. I'm glad you're still out here. I was afraid that you might be removed from the face of the planet while I was incarcerated kept political hostage under quasi-medical schemes by the county's prosecution team here. And God bless you, and God bless the Republic, and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris, for calling and listening. And I mean it. You call again, and you know it. We have another caller that I want to make sure that we're running real, real tight. Murr from Wisconsin. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Wynn. You sound really good today, and I'll be very quick. But I was so glad to hear you talk about one of the goddesses, because I have in your parkerspathways.chactango.com, that's with an S, Parkers. True,
yes.
Feminine energy is sorely lacking and needed for balance. Just look around. Look around us. Anger, unrest, killing, war, death. Where is the loving, nurturing of life? I mean, we have such imbalance. We're so used to running on mammon and fear.
Yeah.
We're way off balance. And one other thing, and I have some links with these. These were things I said. And this has been haunting me, and I put it in another chat room. Whoops.
Go ahead.
Listen, planets and their inhabitants spiraling through the body of the universe, perhaps trailing like a comet and imported Stargate sun as we do, interact with each other and always have, just as cells in our bodies interact continually. And I have a link in there to a black project that, you know, gives a lot of information about where they're sending more money, as if money mattered, you know. But, I mean, there's good everywhere, you know, within us and without us and all around the planet. But I'll let you go, and thank you. I'll email some things to you. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling and listening. One of the facets of what I was talking about in the second hour concerning the hot ice, the ice is called Ice 7, and it forms under intense pressure. And it actually can sink in water, actually. And I reviewed a project with it, with the Los Alamos National Laboratory. And if you were to compress this water between two sheets of quartz, like you're doing, as they're doing at Stanford University, and then you place the compressed water next to a diamond, and then you fired a laser at the diamond, and that collision between actually a comet and a large body like a planet would form the ice. Now the diamond turns into plasma, and that goes off like a rocket. Now, the idea of Ice 7 is formed from the impact would alter the chemistry of what is around in another planet in the solar system. So that action only lasts for nanoseconds, shorter than the blink of an eye, before it's reverted to water. Now, keep in mind the starting point. I know I'm reviewing this again, but it ties in with something that was the point of the discussion here today, is that you add salt to form this special ice. Now, in the Planetary Protection Officer position by NASA, one of the facets that has been known is the formation of alien visitations that have been going on for thousands of years. All kinds of history being written and places and processes involved. And when I opened the show, I was talking about the Andes. And the ritual of the Paramá. You know, there's an area in the Andes where if you look carefully, you'll see carvings from the air, which people know all about. They've seen them in movies and things of that sort. But what they don't see are the underground rivers that are in the Andes. And it's the same kind of format and design that you find in the Mayan culture, where the development of the formation of the afterlife is in the underground tunnels of water. I talked about this on about three shows ago, where the discovery was only made in the past 4 months of laser camera work of the tomb of the moon. And where underground tunnels were discovered under the temples in the Mayan culture, and particularly in where there were carvings of astronaut-type people that were on top of the temples, and those have been seen before. Of course, that's where they had the heart sacrifices. But the underground tunnels are considered the underworld. Now, the way the water is the underworld. Now, the way this ties in, I'm going to pick up on one of the callers. There are two callers. One is John from California, and the other one would be Lark from Texas. And you marry those two conversations together. Now, keep in mind that the process by which our brain is worked, as is being known at the moment, is based upon the concept of a two-brain system. In other words, it's more than just left and right brain. We're talking about another type of brain development that came through, that was accurately determined by the Aboriginal drawings, which I alluded to as to why I'd be interested in Australia, to go back there. Now, you take those three pieces of information and put them into the early space shots, which were done by the United States, by NASA. And the Aborigines' position was to speak by mind to the astronauts. There were tests that were done to see if that could happen. And it turned out what they kept from the public was that, yes, they did happen. Now, the creation of the earth and the water itself was based upon what I'm picking, how we were developing new quantum physics, based upon salt. And you take that information and add it to, I wish I was doing what I've been planning for a year. The show has been prepared for a whole year on Parker Pathways. And I should do 3 hours of nothing but the cosmic. Because what opens that up is the fact how the water was created, how the turtle fell, and from a female energy. Mayor in Wisconsin is totally correct in terms of the feminine spirit, of which in any culture, in any one of these four cultures that I'm talking about, the extraterrestrial, the Andes, the Australia, and part of the United States. And, of course, the Hopi prophecies are coming in. You'll see that most of the carvings about what we're talking about that have developed from the formation of the new quantum physics of the Earth are really planetary. In other words, they are from other planets. And we are part of other planets. When I was talking with Lark from Texas, I was mentioning about being responsible. I've even invented a few of these tests over the years in medicine in terms of what you test for, because we are the content of everything that's in discovery chemically for the other planets. It's all the metals that we have that were normal, the genetic code. It's been said, well, only 1% of the code is actually being workable. Of course, that's just that's going to be found to be completely untrue in the end because of epigenetics. Now, you take all of this information and place it in the epigenetic specs. You have to have four births to get the genetics for two babies. We're going to come down to the equation of equal to waste. Now, I want to remind you of something. On the last shows, all my shows are important, I feel. But the idea of water cremation and pouring it down the drain, to me, takes away the soul. That's just my opinion. Because, you see, the future of all these discussions has to do with waste. The future, the elite's position, is that recycling is going to be process of the waste. In other words, the creation, why is it that China is interested in recycling? Because they make money in terms of reestablishment of the waste, the human waste, the recycled humans. That's what they talk about. The new cities under the United Nations Agenda 2030 have to do with creating a city without waste. In other words, it's a science fiction city. They call it sustainability. That's how the word developed. In other words, if you take United States taking food and breaking it down, food waste is the greatest waste in landfills in the United States. Wood and glass are greater than other countries. There are 123 million tons more than of food plastics in the United States in waste, the landfills. What the elites have in mind is to have humans as waste, which is why the water cremation, potassium hydroxide burns, special oven, and I talked about that on the program. Now, this is not an academic exercise. You understand we're dealing with real-world information. Let's say you take high-density polyethylene, like in milk containers, for instance, or detergent bottles, things of that sort. You have most of that recycled for foreign countries goes into making outdoor furniture and other durables. Now, why do you think a lot of the rashes come from? The allergies, the immune system sets it up. It's like saying that the leaky gut syndrome, where the gluten in the process, which I talked about in three shows ago, and I even gave you the test to really ask for, to find out if you had the gluten waste. The whole thing is they make money. How much money on that one part? On milk cart containers, just that one. Just think about that. As recycled, there's only 10% of that is out of the recycle. $30 billion, free money to one country, and that's China. Polypropylene, yogurt carton, bottle caps, those are recycled to brooms and battery cases. polystyrene, like cups, takeaway containers. They're made into flower pots. And children's toys. Now, understand that the process of those, I'm just giving you examples. You take polyester fibers, they're all recycled in the world today. What are human beings and water cremation being recycled to when it's poured down the drain? You think about that question, and we'll talk. We only have a few minutes left in our program on the other end of the break. We'll see you at the other end, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Keylor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Keylor Max. Keylor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871. That's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871. Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutriMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called a proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I.
Most of the carvings show the female, in our world, would be overweight. You know, because they believed in that, a person who had more energy to put forth in procreation. And the way it stands, we are all being formed as George Carlin, the comedian, used to say, if we left nothing alone, it would all be converted to plastic in the world. And he was totally right. George was really right in his comedy. We got a reality problem, because this is not a science fiction movie. It's real world. And the conversion, the plan is the conversion on the depopulation, which is what Dr. John Holden really meant, is to convert to waste. Now, you may think that that is off the chart, but you see, our subject matter today, the nuclear fusion experiments, is a future energy. Pathways for groundwater contamination from water wells. The waste and contamination of recycled material. Experiments done by the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor in France. Think about it. The next step is the process of development of the brain to become the algorithm. Now you can, I hope you remember that, because that is the paradigm. You can take all the religions of the world, you can take the processes of how people develop and react to these things, you can do anything you like with that, because that's the front argument. And what is happening in the Planetary Protection Officer position is a signal to you in the real world. No one's hiding it. Our time is coming, as the Hopi prophecy has put forth. You don't want it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the elite wants to live underground and during that whole time of the Holocaust and the waste. And anyone who tries to go underground into the tunnels and the towns that are being dug as we speak and have been dug for years. It's a new world and it's another process. And it's another way of looking at the world in a way that it's beyond survival. This is why immunity and cell structure is important, to be able to be part of the new genetics to be able to survive, in my opinion. I want to thank everybody. Thank you for listening today. Parker Passley's. I give a great blessing to all those out there who support the survival of the human species and animals. Listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America. And God bless America. See you next week, everyone.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.